News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, more than 3,000 pupils have been refused a bus ticket by the school transport scheme this year. Bianca O'Brien, a 12-year-old student at Presentation Secondary School in Ballingarry, County Tipperary, is one such pupil. And her dad, Michael, joins us now. Michael, tell us a little bit about Bianca's situation.
Well, we're living in rural Ireland, very much out the countryside. There's very little transport out here to start with. So we applied for a ticket as normal at the end of May, start of June, and it looked like there was no problem. But when I went back to it in August, there was no sign of the ticket being issued. So I contacted Bus Éireann about it, and they said that, first of all, there was a problem with Bianca getting a ticket because there was a school closer to her. They said that Feddert School was 7.1 kilometres away from us, but there's actually no bus that runs to Feddert School. So they were offering a bus ticket for a bus that doesn't exist.
Okay.
So then when we said about Ballingarry School is the only school that the bus runs past this area for, it's 16.5 kilometres away. So that's the school that she was going to go to, but she wasn't allowed to get the ticket on her medical card because of that. So I contacted Deputy Matty McGrath about it, and Matty contacted them about it and got back to me, and there was no leeway whatsoever. So in the end, I just said I'd pay for the ticket because I needed her to be getting a lift to school, obviously. And when I paid for the ticket, there was still no sign of a bus ticket coming. And when I contacted them, I was told that a decision would be made in the next few weeks to the next few months as to whether they could fit her on a bus. And if not, then we'd be refunded the money in a few months' time.
Okay, so you didn't get it under the medical card because the school, even though the school that is closer to you has no bus, which makes no sense and is illogical, you paid for the ticket, but you still don't have a ticket and you're not even going to be told when you might get one. I presume you're deeply unhappy. How are you managing at the moment?
Well, at the moment, it's a struggle. I'm driving her at the moment to and from. But as you can imagine, it's quite a spin to and from, and it's basically blocking me myself. I can't work. By the time if I was to work, it would be 10 o'clock before I could get any job, and there's nobody going to want me to turn up to a job at 10 o'clock.
And I know you're a plaster. And do you have a partner who could help out?
I don't. Myself and my wife are split up, and Bianca lives with me full time at the moment.
Okay, so you're a single dad who can't work. Okay, so the knock on effects on this are huge for you.
Well, it's massive because, like, if I'm not working at all, it's basically €243 a week between myself and Bianca, and I have private rent to pay out of that, which, like, it basically leaves me with petrol money, never mind food or ESB or anything else. So the knock-on effect is basically I can't keep doing it because if it goes this way, Bianca won't be able to go to school.
Okay, it's as stark as that. And you mentioned Bianca having a medical card. Does she have that for any particular reason?
Yeah, well, she has it. Yeah, Bianca had leukemia a few years ago. Thank God she's in remission now at the moment. But she's had a very hard life, to say the least, and the stress of this is certainly not going to help her. And it's not good for our health either to be going through this because she doesn't know whether she's coming or going.
And this is first year, so this is all a bit daunting and new in any case. She's been out of school like every other kid for 6 months. How is she coping with it? I presume she'd quite like to be on the school bus. It's a good way of making friends.
Oh, absolutely. She's after asking me several times about the situation and about the school bus because she wants to be with her friends. You know, it's one thing me dropping her up, but at her age, she wants a bit of normality, and it's kind of like I don't know what to say to her half the time about it because I'm getting fobbed off the whole time from Bus Éireann and just told, well, you're going to have to wait, you're going to have to wait.
And no timeline, Michael, as to when you will be formed, when you will be informed whether or not you have a ticket, despite the fact that you've paid for it already.
I contacted them yesterday, and the simple answer I got was it would be a number of weeks, if not a number of months, before they know if anything was available on our route.
Look, Michael, thank you for that. Indeed, that's Michael O'Brien there, whose daughter Bianca is waiting to hear about a bus ticket as we speak.